You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Yea, Almighty God, that is your name. Almighty God, Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Almighty God, we bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. We magnify your name. Lord, we exalt your holy name. Father, for your love towards us. Thank you, Lord God, for being a merciful Father. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the gift of life, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for a great privilege to behold another day. Thank you, Jehovah God. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, we thank you, Lord God, for the great privilege that we have, O God, to become your son. We magnify your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have come, O God, to encourage ourselves in your word. I pray, O God, for understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, breathe upon the word in our heart, in our spirit man, in the name of Jesus Christ. Empower our spirit man by your word. Visit us, O God, by your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Right, beloved, I want to welcome you to another week. Today is Monday. Monday the 15th. Yeah. The month is going again. It's half the month now, about. And January is slowly, gradually going. I pray that in the remaining days to end this January, the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. That your heart desire for this year, the Lord will begin to fulfill it from this month in the name of Jesus Christ. Help from above will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Help from above will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, I was talking about watching the company. So some of the things that we need to do as expected of us, expectation, as we await, you know, as we, how do I put it now? As we await God's intervention in our lives, as we await response from God for all the requests that you put before Him, as we await a connection, intervention from God, we also need to prepare ourselves ready for that divine visitation. So I started this year by saying that we need to renew our minds this year, and I said again that it's a daily thing. You do it on a daily basis. Examine yourself, renew your mind. You know, Paul said, be not conformed to this world. And that's where I'm going today. Don't conform to this world. The friend of the world is an enemy of God. James chapter 4, verse 4. James chapter 4, verse 4. James 4, 4. So ye are the, so I read, okay, James chapter 4, verse 4, I read. Or, okay, let me take it from verse 3. I'm saying something here now. So James chapter 4, verse 3, it says, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. For you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Whosoever will be the friend of the world will be an enemy of God. That's why it goes further. I think it's in 1 John or there, but I said we are in this world, but we are not of the world. So let's be careful for these things, and let's beware of these things. Let's watch these things and prepare ourselves to be visited by God. So God is saying that if you are with the world, then you are the enemy to God. And how do you expect to get something from the one that you are an enemy to, how would your enemy give you something? You understand what I'm saying now? I mean, in my own little way, the way I'm putting it. So you can't be an enemy of God and you expect to receive from God. So God is saying that we depart from those ways. And I explained in the last episode, I said, but there is the love of God. Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. So, but in it, there will be limits. I said, I have friends, I have families that are of the other faith. But that doesn't mean that because the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And so my cousin, I don't want to have any. He's my cousin. She's my cousin. But she happens to be given birth to by a Muslim father or a Muslim mother who is an Elijah or an Elijah. So would I now say that my cousin is no longer my cousin because the Bible says that? No. If I look at him as an unbeliever, I will still relate with him because we have blood relationship. Right. And then, most especially, the love of God. Thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. So anytime, we must balance the scripture. We must balance the word of God so that we don't begin to preach discrimination, so that we don't begin to preach criticisms, so that we don't begin to preach judgment. Some Christians will be judging even other Christians. Yes, they're judging other Christians. Look at the way they do. Look at the way this. Look at that. Look at this. That's not really the Bible. That's not this. That's not that. And the person speaking, shine your torch light into his life or her life, and you will see the kind of dirt that is there. Why don't we show love? Why don't we show love? Even though the Bible says all these things, but there is the place of love. Okay? All right. So, that being established, watch the company that you keep so that you will receive divine visitation this year. All right. So, let me come from. So, I've spoken about the friendship with the world is enmity against God. All right. So, I want to come to you from Psalms chapter 1. This is one of the scriptures that helped me and is still helping me. You know, Psalms 1, the book of Psalms. Chapter 1, from verse 1. It's one of the scriptures, especially when I nearly got born again years back. This is one of the scriptures that helped me because, truly speaking with you, when I got born again, you know, I have friends out there, and it was a bit difficult at first to separate, you know, to cut off from them. And so once in a while, I will still go out with them. Sometimes I go out overnight. You won't believe that. And yet I was born again. You know, but I was just coming up, you know, understanding the word of God, studying the Bible, you know, listening to sermons in the church and all that, and praying and all that. Then after a while, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and all that. So I was just coming up. So, but this is one of the scriptures that helped me. Psalm 1 from verse 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. So I was walking with the ungodly. All right? Okay. Now, nor stand in the way of sinners. I knew because we were not on the same page. Maybe you are like me. You are born again, genuinely. But you still have those friends. You can have them. But why do you choose to still go out with them and go and drink together? You say, no, I don't drink alcohol. Good, you don't drink alcohol. True. But what happens if it is a continuous thing? I'm not talking about when there's a party, you know, marriage, you know, stuff like that, and you happen to be there, you are sitting on the same table, they're having their whatever, and you're having your orange juice or sparkling red wine or whatever, you know. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when it becomes a regular thing. After work, we meet at so-so-so bar. After work, we meet at so-so-so pub, you know, and you are there together. The other guy is taking his cool Guinness. He's taking his cool... Don't get me wrong again, no. I didn't say to you here now that drinking alcohol is a sin. No, I've not said that. It's not part of this message, yo. No. But the Bible says that drunkenness is sin. Drunkenness is sin. All right. So, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. So blessed is that man that walk not, number one, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. You know, until one night I went out and they began to talk about the church. You know, when people gather together in a pub, in a bar, and then, you know, all sort of conversation, you know, like economic conversation, political conversations, football, and then they come to religion. So they start talking about the church, that the pastors are rogues, they preach into people's pocket, you know, and they don't preach anything, they preach hope, they blah, 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 blah. Ah, Jesus Christ. And I'm sitting down here. No. So I began to narrate the scripture to them. I began to speak scripture. Ah, then they said, ah, what are you doing in our midst? No, 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 this man is not supposed to be here now. Are you a pastor? Ah, so what are you, if you better go and be a pastor and don't come and sit down in our midst here. Okay, so I began to get it right. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I was sitting among sinners. I was sitting among those that scorned the church. So this scripture became a witness, and I had to start to break away, break away, break away. So what did the Bible say will happen to this man that is blessed? It says, this man now, verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Yes, so now I came back. I began to meditate in the word of God. The word of God began to strengthen me to be able to stay away. The word of God began to, you know, fill my time. You know, I began to see reasons to sit and study the word of God when I'm not doing any other thing. Right. He said, and he shall be like a tree. Look at the blessing. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You see the blessing now coming already by the word of God. Coming already. The word of God is telling you what will happen to you when you separate yourself unto God. That whatsoever you do in it, you will prosper. The Lord bless you. Let me not take too much of your time. The Lord bless you in the name of your beloved. Let's prepare ourselves to receive what God has in store for us this year. And as you do so, the Lord will bless you more in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, we bless you. Mighty God, we give you praise. We exalt your holy name. Thank you for your word that has come to us this day, O God. I pray, O God, Lord, that you bless your word in our heart, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to heed to your word, grant unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. My name has not changed. Shola Daniel is my name. I'm coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry. Until I come your way again on Wednesday, stay blessed, stay safe.